Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. The readings today all talk about division, huh? In the first reading, they want to kill the prophet, the just one, and of course we push that to Jesus, how the righteous people wanted Jesus dead, you know, and they said, if God is, you know, he's obnoxious to us because he challenges us, okay. And so then Jesus has to deal with the apostles today who are arguing amongst themselves. And then when you go to James, James lets the whole community have it, you know, when he talks about, you know, where do the wars and conflicts among you come from? Huh? And he's talking about the fighting, even in the community. And again, in the church and in America right now, there's great division, as we talked about a couple weeks ago. And what we do, instead of just disagreeing with one another, we demonize each other. Those people we don't agree with, we make them demons and we make them evil people. Huh? This past week, of course, I did a priest retreat down in Venice, Florida. Great group of guys, great retreat. You know, they were just so good. And then on Thursday, of course, I did my radio show, which would have been good if I didn't, but I did. And constantly, one of the first questions that came in is this woman was going around and doing working for St. Paul Evangelization, which I'm going to be speaking up there at their group on Thursday, but she was speaking to them and she was talking about reaching out to people who are homosexual and that type of stuff, and she quotes which is the Father James Martin. You all know Father James Martin? He's a Jesuit, very lot of following, but he's hated amongst certain groups. Well, and they almost threw her out of the group because Father James Martin, they said, was evil because church militant said so. Now, again, a couple weeks ago, I preached on church militant, and I says church militant is not the teaching of the church. They're evil. All they do is filled with hatred. I love to say about these type groups is it's the Catholic ISIS. You know ISIS? This is the Catholic version. They haven't killed anybody yet, but they're getting close to it. Right? And you should have seen as soon as I said anything. Now, they're allowed to go against the Holy Father, which they do every week, Cardinal Dolan. They have made James Martin a demon. And I says, I don't agree with everything Father Martin says. He's a Jesuit. Of course I wouldn't. But I says, but he's a good priest. You know, I've read a lot of his stuff. I haven't read his last book that they're all going crazy over. But his other stuff, he's a good priest. But I said, you can disagree with people without demonizing them. Worst thing I could ever have said. The lines lit up and they started. My Facebook and all them, I haven't been able to look at a comment on my Facebook for the last 4 days. Because people start calling me lover of sodomites, you know, I'll never watch you again. There's a whole group right now who are writing to EWTN saying I should be thrown off the air. And so that's what they're doing. They're trying everything now to get me thrown off. Because I said a priest was a good man. He was a good priest. Because I said that, you know, Jesus never demonized people, persons, right? But he demonized groups. He went against the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he called them out. So as a priest, as a shepherd, I got to go against evil groups that are filled with hatred. God said, all people know you're my disciples because you love one another, not because you hate each other, not because you demonize each other. And think about the hatred right now in the name of God. There's such hatred in the church in the name of God. And if you don't believe it, Just go to any of my things right now. We've turned off most comments, but people still get through, and the hatred. Today, Church Militant went and started a whole campaign, or a big thing against me. You know, so if you watch the video, I didn't watch it, of course. Google just came in and said I've been mentioned. So that's one of the things. But this is not of God. Can we disagree with each other without making each other evil? Can't we do that in the church at least? You know, because, again, when we do that, again, we just make things worse. You know, if everybody was so concerned, and as they are talking about, that they're only concerned about the victims of the church and victims of all these things, well, then, I've been a victim. No one, there's speakers going against the Holy Father now, going against the cardinals, all these things, but none of these great speakers, not church militant, none of these LifeSite who are so concerned about victims, have ever once reached out to me and said, "Are you okay, Father? Is there anything we could do to help you? Is there anything?" No, no, no. Let's just destroy people, destroy people, destroy people in the name of God. So here I was, and I'm dealing with all this stuff, and you know, what's James say today about how we should be dealing with this stuff? He says wisdom, which is what we're called to be, is first of all pure, peaceable, gentle, well, that's not me, but anyway, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits. And the greatest fruit is what? Love. Without inconsistency and insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. So what should be our job now? To cultivate peace. But we got to figure, am I part of the problem? Am I just judging people and hating people and demonizing people, whether it's in America who don't agree with me politically, or whether it's in a church who don't agree with me spiritually? And what am I doing then to bring healing? I was petrified, of course, because there's millions of followers of Church Militant, millions. And so here I go, and I was stuck in the airport from 10 o'clock in the morning through a couple different airports. I didn't get home here Friday night till 10 o'clock in the morning. I got home at 2:30 in the morning. Delays and everything else. So I'm sitting in airports thinking I'm going to be crucified, but I'm going to stand up for what's right. I'm going to have to do it. That's all. But you know, I'm sitting in the club and I'm having a drink. I needed one. And my drink was empty. And this guy who didn't know, I don't think he was a follower of any of the things, but he didn't know I was Father Larry Richards, didn't know I was a speaker. He just saw a priest there, and my thing was empty, my glass. And he came up to me and he says, "Father," he was an angel, as clear as I can do, "Father, my name is Jim. Can I get you a refill?" "Well, sure, Jim, thanks." And so Jim came and got my refill and gave it back to me. And then I says, "Thanks, Jim. What they're usually doing to us nowadays is spitting on us." And he said, "Father, they'd have to spit on me before they would get to you." And I thought, here is a man who's trying to bring healing to all the pain that's in the church now. Are we people that will bring healing when there's such a need of healing in the church? Would we be people that sit there and say, "You got to go through me before you keep hating all these other people. Before you start making everybody a demon, you got to go and spit on me first." That was a man of God. That was a man who was an angel to me when I needed it the most, because I'm thinking, whoa, that was just, here we go. Let us together decide that we're going to follow Jesus and the gospel. We're going to, of course, stand up for what's right. We're going to, of course, we are not bowing down to say, "Oh, everything's okay." No, wrong is wrong, evil is evil. But we're not going to demonize people that are doing those things. The worst we could see is see them as people who are prisoners of war, that they are people that are caught up into the wrong thing. And what do? Do we hate people that are prisoners of war? We do everything to get them set free. That got to be our job now. We got to decide, we in our church and everyone who's listening to me now, if they've got this far, we got to decide that we're going to be the ones that are going to bring healing to the people who most need healing now. That we're not going to participate in the garbage, but that as for me, for you, we will bring the healing that's necessary to the body of Christ. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.